Hi there.
We are friends.
And we're about to have a conversation.
Please don't take us too seriously.
All right then.
Life is crazy and the least we can do is talk about it. Conversations with Friends. Only on The Podcaster.
Hello, Neerja.
Hello, Ahalya.
Where do we begin?
Where do we end? It's the end of 2023, and that's precisely why we're sat here.
Why we are sat here, the friends reminiscing, panicking, the end of another year. We're moving into 2024.
Mm-hmm.
What was your 24th year of life like?
Wow. I really don't remember.
Wow. My 24th year was exactly like my 25th year. I literally wasn't doing anything different. So there is that. But yeah, the year has almost ended. No, literally, it's going to end in 2 days.
Yeah. And we thought we'd come on here and talk about some of the nicer things that have happened in 2023, because I think for the most part, it's been shit.
Yes, Queen Elizabeth died. King Charles became the new monarch.
There were two wars.
So a lot has happened this year, and I think everyone all around the world is just looking forward to a new year filled with hope. Yeah, one that's hopefully going to bring more peace, more kindness. I sound like a beauty pageant contestant now.
Right? Yes. Have a great new year. We're signing off. Bye-bye. One thing that has come out of it, though, is the fact that the year has been so turbulent has kind of made me realize that there are a lot of little things to be grateful for.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you really have to start grasping at straws now.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe there are only little things.
I smiled today. No, I didn't cry today. So that was a win. Wait, I have a question for you. When you look back at 2023, did you learn anything about yourself?
I've learned that I'm a very impatient person.
Okay.
I was of the misconception that I'm this happy-go-lucky, put up with anything type of, you know, individual. I think more than realizing this about myself, I just changed in 2023.
Possible.
Just became less tolerant to a lot of things. And I've really enjoyed seeing the side of myself just because I'm able to say no to a lot of things.
That's awesome. Can I congratulate you?
Thank you.
Because honestly, when we started conversations with friends, you were a different person.
Oh my God, that's true.
Episode was about therapy and you were like, no, but everything is fine. 2023 was your therapist.
What taught you to say no?
What have I learned?
What have you learned?
I don't know if I learned this about myself, but I think I'm just happy that I think this year I was a lot more honest with myself every step of the way.
Yeah.
And somewhere along the line, I think it just became more intentional to be honest with myself. So if I was feeling a certain kind of way, then I'm just like, I'm actually feeling this way. And then if I wasn't okay with something, I would try my best to say I'm not okay with it. So I think I was just a lot more honest with myself this entire year. It's made things a lot easier. Who would have thought?
We're both so different from episode one. Who are we?
I honestly don't know. 2023 was our therapist, so that's good. Now, moving on to this goddamn year and everything that happened in it.
We're just going to focus on the good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Silence.
Silence. No, but okay, let's think about the good stuff. When you think of 2023, predictably, all of my top moments are pop culture moments.
Same.
Yeah.
I don't think there was anything so positive that made me go, oh my gosh, the world is changing for the better.
Yeah, I don't think it's possible when two wars break out in the same year. Yeah.
So, what was the question?
Why did you like this year?
That's a tough one.
Okay, when you think of top moments of 2023, like, oh, that happened.
One thing that really stands out for me is ChatGPT.
Oh my gosh. Such a workabee.
I think it came out in November of 2022, but I mean, this year is when it really picked up.
November and December are basically non-existent months.
They're not part of the year. We're in 2024. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, babe! The fact that we were having conversations in our conference room with our entire company about where do we go from here, that in itself felt so panic-inducing to me. But
yeah.
Have you been using it a lot?
I was using it for a bit. I've actually put it on hold for now because I feel like it's my creativity is taking a hit. It's been helpful. Sometimes when I'm really bored, I will ask it existential questions.
That's lovely. Has it helped you?
No. What can a robot tell me that I don't already
know? You want to know something super funny about ChatGPT?
What?
One time, I was having one of these days where I was just like, I sent someone so many things and I didn't have anything more to say. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to use ChatGPT to help stir things up inside me. So I did that. All of the options they put up were bad. So I said, all of these suck. Give me new options. And then so politely, ChatGPT was like, I apologize, I'll try harder, and then gave me more options. So me, in 2023, sat at my laptop, literally said, I'm sorry for losing my cool. I didn't mean to say you suck.
To ChatGPT.
And then they said to me, that's okay, you don't have to apologize. And I was like, bro, what has my life come to?
You have had a full-fledged conversation with a robot.
And I'm very against these things.
Yeah.
I'm not a believer of AI at all.
Me too, which is why I love ChatGPT, because it's made me realize that I do have something to offer that AI can't.
I mean, I've said this everywhere, but Colin's dictionary's word of the year was AI.
Ah.
You know what else happened? The Ozempic breakout, which we will be talking about on the podcaster.
Big pop culture moment.
Yeah, which so weird, so reckless, so horrible. Moving on from that, Eras Tour.
You know, Taylor Swift becoming a billionaire is not really on my list of highlights.
Leave Taylor Swift becoming a billionaire. Have you noticed in 2023 how Taylor Swift could do anything?
Including inducing an earthquake?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So when it comes to an earthquake, here's how Taylor Swift induced an earthquake and is changing the laws of nature. She came out with the movie, right, for the Eras Tour, and the headlines were, Taylor Swift's Eras Tour movie breaks something record. Some record it would have broken.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the headline went on to say, and this is why Hollywood should watch out. So this woman could do anything now, and it's just perceived as a game changer.
Yeah.
Renaissance, the Beyonce tour.
Yes.
All of these are musicians that Neja doesn't really give a shit about.
You know, I used to love Beyonce.
What do you mean you used to? Well, you don't like her. I like her now. I never used to like her before.
I don't like her music anymore.
Girl,
I think Beyonce is to me what Ariana Grande is to you.
No, girl.
She has a great, like, she's insanely talented, but her songs could just use a little more melody.
Okay, I see your point. So that happened. As I said, Queen Elizabeth, the longest reigning monarch in history.
She dead.
She deaded. No, yeah. It's fine. They're not colonizing us anymore.
That's
it's
right.
Okay.
They will after this.
But also some good things happened. Okay, let's take, for example, the Writers Guild in the US going on strike and then actually getting their conditions met. That was really cool.
Didn't they start at the beginning of the year and have their demands met at the end of the year?
Well, my love, good things come to those who wait. I'm just not in the Writers Guild, as you can tell.
I think it's because Barbie and Oppenheimer were basically,
oh my God,
6 months of the 12.
Did you watch Oppenheimer?
Yeah.
Did you watch Barbie?
Yeah.
Which one did you like better?
I actually preferred Oppenheimer to Barbie.
I didn't watch Barbie. I still haven't watched
Good
Barbie.
Good for you. Congrats.
Fun fact, when I was a kid, I think I was more fascinated by the fact that Barbie could actually be dismantled.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a drawer full of limbs.
Oh, I had a drawer full of headless Barbies.
Oh, yeah. Where were the heads?
I don't know. I just took them off.
Off with his head.
I used to play with them a lot. I was obsessed.
I was not at all obsessed, and I just broke them the minute I got them. And then at some point, my parents were like, stop, we can re-gift these. I only watched Oppenheimer. I thought it was fine. You know what else happened? Twitter. Elon Musk did something that actually surprised people.
Yeah.
Which I didn't think was even possible anymore. It became X, though. What do you think about that?
It's the most ridiculous name.
Was there a celebrity pairing that really surprised you this year?
Ooh. I don't know about pairings, but the Joe Jonas-Sophie Turner split surprised me.
That was really upsetting. And also, when I see a couple where, like, the woman is taller than the man, I'm like, they're going to last for some reason. I'm like, they seem secure. They broke up and it was really sad. And now she's part of Taylor Swift. All roads lead to Taylor Swift. You know what celebrity pairing really surprised me? Caught me kind of upset also. My boyfriend, if you're listening, I love you, but Timothée Chalamet.
Oh.
And Kylie Jenner.
Yeah.
What? I love Timmy so much. Like, I have just loved him for the longest time. And then that happened. And I was like, don't you know about the men and this family?
I don't think they're going to last.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't seem like.
So don't worry about it.
No, but even just this period, it makes me want to ask him, is everything okay?
I think you have to go through a Kardashian phase to come out the other side.
Maybe. And finally, there was the whole, you know how we had the whole nepotism thing in India, I think 2 years ago? Now we have it in Hollywood. Nepo baby.
Who's a Hollywood Nepo baby?
There's so many Nepo babies in Hollywood.
I can't think of a single one.
What are you saying? Maya Hawke.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya Gerber.
Yeah.
This one, Hailey Bieber.
Hailey Bieber is the OG Nepo baby.
I mean, she wears it proudly, and I mean literally, she has like a Nepo baby t-shirt and everything. I was like, ma'am, you take being a meme to a whole nother level.
I am the meme. But you know how you said all roads lead to Taylor Swift? I think my biggest highlight of the year, Anti-Hero, I think is one of my favorite songs of all time. And that came out in 2023, did it not?
Yeah, the thing is, I can't keep count with how much Taylor puts out because she's coming out with a new song every single week. I'm pretty sure she's going to do something for the end of the year as well.
Aha.
The end of year brings very mixed feelings for me because then I turn another year old like 3 days after. And it's very strange for me. So I'm constantly dealing with like, oh, should I reflect and enjoy or should I be in existential mess? But one thing I really look forward to is my Spotify Wrapped.
Mm.
I think you're going to shit yourself when you realize who my top artist of 2023 is.
Beyonce.
Nah.
Is it Halsey?
Oh my God.
Yeah,
I haven't
hates
evolved
Halsey.
That much.
Who is it?
Bebe Rexha.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, I see the disgust on your face. Yeah. And I was just so confused by it also. But then she came up with an album, okay?
Oh.
Called Bebe. Niru, it's just incredible.
Oh,
the, like... Every song on there is just so much fun to listen to. But okay, my top songs are Heart Wants What It Wants, Paint the Town Red by Doja Cat, River by Miley Cyrus, oh, and then Miracle Man again by Bebe Rexha. So I had a very Bebe heavy.
Okay, I'm on my Spotify. I don't know where to find the Wrapped.
But you haven't used it, have you?
I did use it up until July.
You're not
like
on
July.
Premium, are you?
No.
Yeah, then.
You need premium?
Yeah.
Should I just pay for it now?
Yes.
Everyone, wait. No, forget it. I'm not doing it. I will tell you my Spotify Wrapped.
Tell. What do you think are your top five songs of
I think
the year?
Anti-Hero for sure.
I'm so confused by the fact that you love that song. Yeah, the look that you gave me for Bebe Rexha is the look I'm giving you for this.
Post Malone was actually...
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, one of my top artists. Morning, especially that song.
I know you loved Morning. I told you to listen to Overdrive, which is such a good song.
I listen to Overdrive if you listen to Anti-Hero 5 times.
I know what Anti-Hero is. You don't even know what Overdrive is.
That's true. You got me there.
Oh, yeah. Post Malone had a baby this year. My gosh.
Like his album? No, a real baby?
Like an actual child.
Oh.
And then I heard someone trying to think about names for this baby. And then someone was like, what if they name it Home Malone? So then it's Home Alone.
Ooh.
And then someone was like, wait, what? Like, here's my daughter, Ho. Tell me something before we sign off. Do you do resolutions?
No. Because I'm just setting myself up for disappointment and I would never do that to myself.
That's such negative reinforcement. Why can't you just believe that you're going to do something instead?
I believe that I will do things in 2024, just not as a result of a resolution.
Okay, so what do you want to do in 2024?
Let's do 3 things.
Okay.
I'm going to travel more. I'm going to learn more fun recipes.
More fun recipes? Yeah. Sis, we are not ready.
And I think I'm going to be more musical.
Love that.
What are your 3?
My 3 is that I'm going to stay consistent with just moving around. Like I love, now I just enjoy working out and exercise and having some movement in my day. So I'm going to stay consistent with that. And I really want to start trekking and hiking more. I'm also going to start writing more because, as you know, I do write them songs, but then I haven't been writing for a long time. So I'm going to write more. And then the 3rd thing is maybe I'll just find some other aspect of my personality to improve. It's fine. Happy 2024, everybody. Thank you for being with us this whole year.
You will have to do the same thing next year as well. And for the rest of eternity.
Conversations with friends. Oh,
no,
wow, that was the most off-tune.
Conversations with friends. No, last one. Conversations.
This year is going
to be horrible. with friends.
Nope.
I think that was it.
This has been a Conversations with Friends on the Podcaster, powered by Timber Media.